I want you all in bed early tonight, said Mrs. Large. It's Daddy's birthday and we're going to have a quiet night in. Can we be there too? Asked Laura. No, said Mrs. Large. It wouldn't be quiet with you lot all charging about like a herd of elephants. But we are a herd of elephants, said Lester. Smarty pants, said Mrs. Large. Come on now, coats on, it's time for school. That evening, Mrs. Large had the children bathed and in their pyjamas before they'd even had their tea. They were all very cross. It's only 4:30, said Lester. It's not even dark yet. It soon will be, said Mrs. Large grimly. After tea, the children set about making place cards and decorations for the dinner table.
Can I borrow the scissors? Keep the baby off that red paint.
Then they all tidied up. Then Mrs. Large tidied up again. Mr. Large arrived home looking very tired. We're all going to bed, said Lester. So you can be quiet, said Laura. Without us, said Luke. Shh, said the baby. Happy birthday, said Mrs. Large. Come and see the table. Mr. Large sank heavily into the sofa. It's lovely, dear, he said. But do you think we could have our dinner on trays in front of the TV? I'm feeling a bit tired. Of course, said Mrs. Large. It's your birthday. You can have whatever you want. We'll help, said Luke. The children ran to the kitchen and brought two trays. I'll set them, said Mrs. Large. We don't want everything ending up on the floor. Can we have a story before we go to bed? Asked Luke. Please, said Lester. Go on, Dad, said Laura. Just one.
Story,
said the baby. Oh, all right, said Mr. Large. Just one, then. Lester chose a book, and they all cuddled up on the sofa. Mr. Large opened the book and began to read. One day, Binky Bus drove out of the big garage. Hello, he said to his friend Mickey Milkfloat. I don't like that one, said Laura. It's a boy's story. Look, said Mr. Large, if you're going to argue about it, you can all go straight to bed without any story. So they sat and listened while Mr. Large read to them. After a while, he stopped. Go on, Daddy, said Luke. What happened after he bumped into Danny Dascart? Did they have a fight? Asked Lester.
Look, said Laura. Daddy's asleep.